From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Russian arms trafficking suspect Viktor Bout arrived in New York late Tuesday night from Thailand. NPR's Laura Seidel reports that Bout was extradited after months of wrangling between U.S., Russian, and Thai officials, and his arrest may strain U.S.-Russian relations.
Bout has been accused of supplying weapons that fueled civil wars in South America, the Middle East, and Africa. His notorious clients allegedly included Liberia's Charles Taylor, Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi, and the Taliban government that once ruled Afghanistan. Allegedly, Bout often sold weapons to both sides in a conflict, and his critics nicknamed him the Merchant of Death. The Russian Foreign Ministry called his deportation from Thailand unlawful, and it warned that the U.S. was risking cooperation on anti-narcotics efforts in Afghanistan. But U.S. law enforcement officials say they have judicially approved wiretaps that prove Bout's guilt. Bout is estimated to be worth $6 billion. He faces a maximum penalty of life in prison. Laura Seidel, NPR News.
Congressman Charles Rangel of New York is denouncing the decision of an ethics panel to convict him on 11 counts related to financial and fundraising activities. Rangel says he was deprived of due process rights and the right to counsel, and that he was not even in the room when the panel considered the charges. Rangel is not expected to resign. He remains a dominant political figure in New York's Harlem. The Transportation Security Administration is defending controversial screening procedures at the nation's airports. NPR's Brian Naylor reports that the head of the TSA says they strike a balance between privacy and security.
The stepped-up security procedures mean travelers at airports where full body scanners have been installed will either have to use the scanners or face an intrusive pat-down. The scanners have been called virtual strip searches by civil liberties groups. TSA Administrator John Pistol told a Senate panel there has to be a partnership between travelers and the TSA.
Reasonable people can disagree as to what that proper balance or blend is between privacy and security and safety.
But he said everybody getting on a plane wants to ensure that everybody else around them has been properly screened and the flight is safe. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
Police say two people are dead and 20 are injured following multiple crashes on Interstate 70 in southwestern Virginia. State Police spokesman Sergeant Michael Conroy says there have been multiple crashes on a foggy stretch of the highway.
We had approximately 50 vehicles involved. Approximately half of those were commercial motor vehicles, tractor trailers.
There were several crashes Tuesday morning on the southbound lanes, and in the afternoon an accident in the northbound lane involved at least two tractor trailers. This is NPR News. The European Union is leaving it up to Ireland to decide whether it needs a financial bailout. EU officials ended a meeting in Brussels agreeing to help stabilize the banks at the center of Ireland's debt crisis. Ireland has promised to work with the EU, the European Central Bank, and the International Monetary Fund on ways to contain the problem. The New START treaty that reduces American and Russian nuclear weapons arsenals may not be taken up this year by the Senate for a vote. Barry Schwartz has more.
Senator John Kyle, an Arizona Republican, has decided the START treaty should not be considered for approval this year. About $4 billion in weapons looked like the magic formula to push the treaty through a close vote, but Kyle decided the treaty is too complex to be taken up right away. So it will be put over until January, when the Senate is more Republican due to Republican gains in the midterm elections. If the treaty is not passed, it will still be another loss for President Obama and his foreign policy. Republicans could demand more hearings, further delaying a vote on the treaty, or they could decide the Democrats are short, go ahead, and beat the White House. For NPR News, I'm Barry Schwartz in Washington.
The death toll from Haiti's cholera outbreak has now topped 1,000, and one case in neighboring Dominican Republic has been reported near the tourist enclave of Punta Cana. As Haitian officials try to contain the disease, they're also dealing with violence against UN peacekeepers accused of transporting cholera from Nepal. At least two demonstrators have been killed in the unrest. The United Nations blames the violence on political and criminal agitators trying to sabotage upcoming elections this month. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.